From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is on what will probably be his final foreign trip as president. The president's itinerary includes stops in Greece, Germany, and Peru. Mr. Obama's advisors expect President-elect Donald Trump to be a primary topic of discussion with world leaders. Before leaving Monday, the president held his first White House news conference since last Tuesday's election. He said he will do what he can to ensure a smooth transition in January to a new Trump administration.
I remember what it was like when I came in 8 years ago. It is a big challenge. This office is bigger than any one person, and that's why ensuring a smooth transition is so important.
Mr. Obama said he will tell world leaders that there will be a sense of continuity between the two administrations.
In my conversation with the president-elect, he expressed a great interest in maintaining our core strategic relationships. And so one of the messages I will be able to deliver is his commitment to NATO and the transatlantic alliance.
Mr. Obama said he believes President-elect Donald Trump is not as ideological as people think, and that he will be a pragmatic leader as long as he is surrounded by good people. Speculation abounds as to who will be in the next presidential cabinet. There are reports in the media Monday that President-elect Trump's choice for Secretary of State is likely to be former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. An official who requested anonymity said the job was his if he wants it. Meanwhile, opposition is mounting to Trump's appointment of campaign official Stephen Bannon as his White House chief strategist. Bannon has been accused of supporting far-right causes such as white supremacy and anti-Semitism. This is VOA News. China's president has offered the U.S. president-elect congratulations on his recent win at the polls. Russian President Vladimir Putin also telephoned congratulations to Trump Monday. He said Russia is ready for a partner-like dialogue with the United States. The United Nations says more than 54,000 people have been displaced in Mosul, where an Iraqi military operation is underway to free the city from Islamic State militants. A UN spokesman says the number of displaced people has increased by 6,600 since Friday. A suicide bomber killed six people and wounded six others Monday near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. The country's interior ministry said security forces killed five other attackers and that the suicide bomber blew himself up inside a house while he was being surrounded. A Swedish prosecutor was allowed to enter Ecuador's embassy in London Monday and question WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on a rape allegation. Assange has been taking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in order to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he faces charges of sexually assaulting a woman. He denies the charge. One of his lawyers, Jennifer Robinson, questioned the conditions of his exile at the embassy.
6 years in which he's been held under house arrest. He's been held inside the Ecuadorian embassy in circumstances the UN has said amount to inhuman and degrading treatment, in circumstances the UN has found to be arbitrary detention. This has gone on far too long.
The questioning of Assange is expected to continue for several days. A U.S. judge in Minnesota is sending three Somali Americans to prison. The three were found guilty of conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State group. Judge Michael Davis gave two of the men lighter sentences because they cooperated with the government. The harshest sentence was given to Zakaria Abdurrahman, who got 10 years in prison. He was stopped at a New York airport in 2014 attempting to travel to Greece on his way to Syria to join the Islamic State group. Moldova's pro-Russian presidential candidate Igor Dodon has won Sunday's presidential runoff election. Final results announced Monday give him 52.2% of the vote. Pro-European candidate Maya Sandu, who ran an anti-corruption platform, had 47.8%. Dodon campaigned on promises to restore closer ties with Russia. The military court-martial of U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has been delayed until May 15th. The delay came after prosecutors requested more time to retrieve classified evidence that was requested by Bergdahl's defense team. Bergdahl was captured by the militant Haqqani network and held captive for 5 years. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.